in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very fine Cleveland Browns and NFL Football Thursday here in the midst of summer to all of you. How's everybody doing? I'm Michael Regei, and welcome, indeed, big welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Vic will be back on Monday as we get inside the two-week mark. That's all, 2 weeks, and inside that, left to go. We saw Phil Taylor. Many of you probably saw him tweet out yesterday. I happened to see last night, 15 days and counting for the big fella, meaning until all the Browns convene with Rob Chudzinski on July the 25th to start their version of NFL training camp here in late July. But delighted to have you on the show today. Got a lot of things going on. We're going to chat with here in a couple of minutes and get the thoughts of one of the very fine sports columnists that we have here in Cleveland, Bud Shaw, who's been in town for a couple of decades, and like all of us, very much hopeful that we're talking about playoff football once again here in the very near future for the Cleveland Browns. We'll speak to Bud about that and the state of the Browns going into training camp. And then, for the last couple of days here of this week, we're going to look-see at the AFC North. Now, as we know, all of us are well aware what a very, very stronghold and a difficult division it can be. I mean, look, let's be honest. We're talking about, since the year 2000, we're talking about multiple Super Bowl championships for both the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns have only been to the NFL playoffs one time since they returned in 1999. The division has been dominated by Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Now Cincinnati with two straight trips to the playoffs, obviously becoming viable in the division. So we're going to take a look and start with the Cincinnati Bengals today. We chatted with Stan White about the Baltimore Ravens yesterday, and we'll give kind of the go-around about the Cincinnati Bengals, a vastly improving football team, with Dan Hort, the radio play-by-play voice of the Bengals, and we'll do that also later on in the show. A couple of things today. Remember last year at this time when the Browns organization was all abuzz because at the time, Tom Heckert, then the general manager, was able to use a second-round supplemental draft selection on the big and speedy and talented wide receiver Josh Gordon. Today, the supplemental draft was held, but I say that in rather loose terms because of the six young men, the six players that had an opportunity to be selected in the supplemental draft, they weren't. Everybody passed. So this year, nothing at all like last season when Josh Gordon, whom the Cleveland Browns wound up coveting and getting, was the prime target of all the squads in the NFL. So no supplemental draft movement today whatsoever. And we're ready to go on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, delighted to have you with me. We're going to have a fun 60 minutes. And when we get back, we'll chat it up with the longtime sports columnist at the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Bud Shaw. That's when we get rolling, and that's next, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick and stay with us on your new home, and we are so delighted to be able to put that out there for you, your new home of Cleveland Browns football, ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home. Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
It's National Tire and Batteries, $19.99 ready to roll oil change. All the extras for just $19.99. Up to 6 quarts of conventional Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. The savings are incredible. For just $19.99, you get it all. Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. Why would you change your oil anywhere else? It's the $19.99 ready-to-roll oil change, only at NTB. Not valid with other offers, local and state mandated tax and fees extra, plus $3 disposal fee where permitted. See store for details. The $19.99 ready-to-roll oil change. NTV. Service, tires, and oil.
Right back with you, and very excited about this show today with the coming up chats that we'll have with both Bud Shaw, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and Dan Hoard, the radio play-by-play voice of the Browns division rivals, the Cincinnati Bengals. Browns fans, it's time for all of you to unite. That's right, rally up as we get set to think about Cleveland Browns football all season long. You can reserve your seats right now for three Cleveland Browns games here at First Energy Stadium. They start at $99. Yeah, that's a terrific deal. $99, and it's called the three-game flex plan from the Browns, and it includes the home opener against those Miami Dolphins, or, speaking of the AFC North, in a strong division it is, you can see division rivals the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Plus, you grab a choice of two additional great matchups. One of them could be, the Detroit Lions and Matthew Stafford. Or later in the season, how about the Chicago Bears coming to First Energy Stadium? All you have to do is visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434, 440-824-3434, to reserve your seats today. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. As we get all of you back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, it is always a great pleasure and a delight for me to chat with a gentleman that has been on the scene with the Browns in the National Football League and all of the Cleveland sporting endeavors for a couple of decades, as we say hi to the excellent columnist at the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And you also check him out a lot on Cleveland.com, Bud Shaw. Bud, how's the summer going? How are you?
Going well, Michael. You know, I tell people I've never seen a championship year yet, but then again, I've only been here 22 years, so I'm running out of time.
Yeah,
I'd like to see one somewhere along the way here.
Yeah, you know, I hit 30 years, Bud. I came to Cleveland in 1983, later this fall, so, you know, same here. You and I in the same situation with regard to that. But we'll hope that, yes, that maybe things change somewhere down the line. But let's start with you, because you have written a few columns with regard to some of the legal entanglement that has been presented through Jimmy Haslam's Pilot Flying J company. My question to you, Bud, as we start, how would you handicap the chances of that not creeping into the football organization and what is presented on the football field? Can that dynamic take place, or is this going to be a pretty rough go?
Well, I certainly think there's a better chance of that dynamic taking place than there was in Berea last year when training camp opened, and on the same day we learned that Randy Lerner was stung to sell the team. I mean, at that point, that turned that entire coaching staff into a kind of a transient group, and I think that was an issue in the locker room. You know, not that guys consciously said I'm going to stop listening, but I think it just sort of casts a shadow over everything that happened. With this thing, it's tied up in such, you know, legal machinations that unless there's some major announcement, an indictment, something along those lines, and that coincides with either the beginning of camp or the beginning of the actual season, I think that this group can ride this out, both players and front office, without it becoming, you know, too big of a distraction.
Bud Shaw joins us, and always great to get his insights. As we're 2 weeks away. That's it. 2 weeks away from the Browns getting on the football field for Rob Chudzinski to begin training camp. Bud, the front office and the new executive team in charge and stability, continuity, we've talked about that, you and I, and all of us a great deal. We'll get into that in a moment. But sort of a twofold thing for me that I'd love your thoughts on. They have seemingly gone out of their way, Joe Banner and Michael Lombardi, to A, let this existing young core group know that you're not entitled, you're not empowered, you're going to have to prove to us. And yet, by the same token, B, they seem to be reaching out to the fan base and saying, wait a minute now, let's pull back on the reins a little bit, that let's keep the expectation level in check with regard to what this team can be in 2013. Of those two, which one do you feel is the greater message that they're looking to send?
Well, I think the message they're sending player personnel-wise is the one that is the most important, and that's the one in which they seem to be relying on the expertise of North Turner and Rob Chudzinski, especially as it pertains to the quarterback. Because I think those two guys have at least sold them on the idea of, let's see what Brandon Whedon can become with a full season in our offense. I don't think there's any doubt that Lombardi and Banner are not the biggest Brandon Whedon fans at this point. I don't think there's any doubt that they have had issues with the way this team was put together offensively. I think if you sat Joe down and you asked him what he would have done in last year's draft, you're more likely to get an answer of picking Ryan Tannehill first, picking your quarterback at the top of the draft, and then filling in with your running back late in the first round, if need be, second round. So I think they definitely would have gone about things a different way. I have to admit to being a little taken aback that nationally, we all know the certain national writers that have worked with Mike Lombardi at NFL Network, and when they write something saying that this team's offensive cupboards were left fairly bare, you know, maybe it's a supposition on my part, but I tend to think that that's coming from Mike through that writer, and I would contest that a little bit. To me, that looks like you're already looking, as you said, Michael, to roll back expectations, and I don't think you should be. I think this team is better offensively than what we saw last year and will be better because of the offensive system in place and because of the offensive coordinator and the head coach. I have to think there's some pretty good talent here offensively. And I would add, Trent Richardson, obviously, to that. And I would put Josh Gordon in that group.
Mm-hmm.
and I think they did fairly well in their offensive line with Mitchell Schwartz. You know, I think he's a better than average already right tackle. So I meant to be a little, like I said, taken aback that story was out there. And being used to sort of roll back expectations. I think people in this town aren't going to be willing to let the expectations roll back yet again. I mean, every new regime that's come in has said, hey, you know what? We really don't have as much here as we would like to have. Give us some time. And I think people are pretty much tired of that. So I think they see that kind of statement for what it is.
I'm very much in lockstep with you on that. And as we're joined by Bud Shaw, the outstanding columnist with the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and you check him out as well, cleveland.com. Bud, I, like you, was very taken aback, and I've said so on these airwaves when I heard that. I completely disagree with that picture that was painted with regard to the young foundation. You just went through them of the Browns offense. So, and I also agree with you about the fans. The fans aren't going to buy into that because they have seen that those you mentioned, there already has been decent production as rookies in the National Football League, and sure, they're going to expect that to be greater going forward. But is this, though, it's all about Brandon Weeden. You said it. That's what this is about. And I agree with you as well with regard to the reliance on Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner to try to get in the laboratory and make Weeden, at least to their best expertise level, into the type of quarterback that could be a winning playoff quarterback for this organization. What is your level of comfortability in terms of Weeden being able to do that? And will the tutelage of Chudzinski and Turner, who have been excellent, both of them, in doing so with quarterbacks, that they can take Weeden toward a longer stride of making this happen?
Well, he certainly wouldn't be the first rookie quarterback who had trouble reading NFL defenses.
Yeah.
So, I believe he did have that issue last year. But I wouldn't say that because he had it as a rookie that he's necessarily going to keep repeating those same mistakes. I thought that was a very complicated way to play to make play calls last year. I thought it was an offense that didn't suit him at all. And I'm willing to give him some time. I mean, if we knew before the draft this past year, and they hadn't taken Weeden, we knew that Chudzinski and Turner were coming in. I think we'd all agree that Brandon Weeden in this year's draft probably would have been circled on their board as a guy that they that fit what they want to do. So,
sure.
You know, let's just allow him to do that. You know, do I think, you know, getting back to the story that was written nationally, you know, where it said that Joe Thomas and Alex Mack were the only above average offensive players.
Right.
But do I think Brandon Weeden's above average yet? No, I don't. And I think that's the biggest issue with this group, you know, going into 2013 and beyond. But I certainly think Trent Richardson is above average, and I think Josh Gordon's above average, and I think Mitchell Schwartz and some other guys are. So that was my issue with it. But, yeah, getting back to what you talked about, Michael, you know, we don't know about Weeden right now.
Yeah.
The things that I found more worrisome than the play calling or the reading defenses last year, I didn't see a lot of natural quarterback instinct, and it may have been because he was such a misfit in that offense. But when pass rushes made him move, and he had to reset himself and throw, you know, I didn't study the film the way my buddy Dennis Manilow did.
You're right.
But I would venture to guess that his accuracy rate went way down when that happened.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
Hopefully two guys that are as schooled in quarterbacks as these two guys are will help him both with his mechanics and just putting him in a better situation. But that's the part of this team that I'm excited about seeing. You know, I want to see what this guy with this great arm and this good size can do after seeing what Jedinski did here with Derek Anderson.
Yeah, exactly. The insights of Bud Shaw from the Cleveland Play Dealer. Know you're enjoying them. That's why I wanted to get Bud on this week as we get closer to training camp here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The viability, Bud, of both Jason Campbell and or Brian Hoyer, they were brought in this year. Campbell possesses the big arm that the offense likes. Lombardi, obviously, very, very attached to Brian Hoyer, going back to the New England days with Bill Belichick. How do you believe that that's going to shake out, and will there be an early season short leash on Brandon Whedon if this doesn't start to flourish?
Well, I don't think there should be. I would feel most comfortable of those three guys. I would feel most comfortable being Brian Hoyer, because I already know that the guys that picked me
right.
want me there,
yep.
and that they not only want me there, but that they see me as a potential starter in this league, and I think that's why they brought him in here. I would feel least secure if I were Jason Campbell right now, because I think this job is Whedon's. I think he'll only look good during training camp, and I think they then look and say, do we really need to carry Jason Campbell on this team? Because I think they'll be comfortable if they get into the season and Whedon does struggle for some length of time. I think they're comfortable bringing Hoyer in as a guy who can start the rest of the season until they regroup and get their quarterback in next year's draft.
Makes sense. Let's flip it over to the other side of the football. Ray Horton. Certainly very effusive with his want to really up the attacking, aggressive nature of this defensive side of the ball, Bud. They go from a 4-3 in somewhat of a conservative style, I think you'd agree, with Dick Geron, now to this, shall we say, in-your-face 3-4. By bringing in Paul Kruger and standing up Jabal Sheard, and also bringing in Quentin Groves and drafting Barkevious Mingo, that outside linebacker spot, that's a glamour position. They want them to hit and knock down quarterbacks. Do you feel good just on the surface that this defense will be able to take hold right away or quickly as the year begins and be the kind of defense that bringing Ray Horton in would suggest?
Well, it's funny. Every time we talk Browns, we have to talk about stability. The conversation has to be within the framework of stability.
Right.
There's been so little of it here since 1999. So there was part of me back when these changes hadn't quite taken hold yet that thought it made a lot of sense to keep Geron here and to keep the 4-3 because they had, they had drafted for it. They had groomed players for it. I can see, in retrospect, the intelligence behind putting together a defense that attacks the quarterback. In the best-case scenario, receivers are so big and athletic and dynamic these days that in the best-case scenario, your best corners are going to have trouble, dealing with guys like A.J. Green and guys like that, and the way to neutralize that advantage just in size. I mean, look at the size of some of these receivers these days.
Oh, yeah.
And going up against, corners that are 5'10", 5'11".
Sure.
I think the best way to neutralize that mismatch that's happened in the NFL in, 2013 is to really get after the quarterback. And so I like the philosophy on defense. I like what they've done in trying to bring in pass rushers. I thought it was one of the glaring weaknesses. When you're 10 or 12 years removed from expansion, and you're still talking about the best season of a pass rusher being who was it early on? Jameer
Miller, the linebacker.
Jameer Miller, yeah. When you're talking about that being one of the seasons that you're shooting to match, it tells you that you have not done a very good job of bringing in dynamic pass rushers who can change the game. And I think this, while I was critical of some of the things that these guys have said about evaluating offensive players here, I think they got that one dead on.
But Shaw, love the insights. 20 seconds. I hate to do it to you. 20 seconds we have left. For everything we talked about, is there enough that can go on positively to significantly expect this football team to maybe win a couple, three more football games this year and be a 500 squad?
Well, I think it's, you know,
is it feasible?
It's feasible. I do believe it's feasible, and it's going to be, you know, incumbent on Brandon Whedon to make a jump under these two coaches. But given these two coaches, I think that is feasible.
Okay, certainly. And you know, you can you reserve the right to change your mind when we get into the training camp in the preseason, of course. Hey, Bud, we could go on and on. I really, really love getting your insights and talking with you. We'll do it more on the practice field in Berea, and I'd like to have you back on the shows here, too, you know, as we lead up to the regular season, if that's good with you.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I enjoyed it.
Appreciate it, Bud Shaw. Bud Shaw from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Make sure you read his columns multiple times a week. And as I said, you go on Cleveland.com, you can see Bud and Terry Pluto, Bill Livingston, Dennis Maniloff, Mary Kay Cabot, all of them on their webcast videos as well. Always love talking to Bud. A lot more Cleveland Browns Daily coming up, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll get into the Ask Vic section in a moment and get your thoughts, ideas. Let you opine a little bit on what's happening 2 weeks out of training camp. Don't go away. It's all coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Talon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Do you and your family fight over the same couple of comfy chairs that are in your house? If so, it's time to visit Danny Bay's and put a stop to that unnecessary game of musical chairs. Hi, this is Kathy Bay from Danny Bay's, and I'm here to tell you how to make all of your seating the best seat in the house. Danny Bay's has a huge selection of bar stools, kitchen stools, theater seats, and patio furniture seating. Our seats are fully customizable from size to material to whatever color fabric you may need. But wait, there is more. This week we are offering offering a huge discount and 12 months no interest financing. So stop those goofy fights over who gets to sit in the best seat and make them all great options by getting your seats at Danny Vay's this week. Visit us in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVay's.com. That's Danny, VEGHS.com.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny.
Danny Vay's.
Today I'm entertaining clients at Manikiki. Upscale and challenging. But tomorrow is Saturday. And that means 9 holes with my 8-year-old son at Little Met. The length is perfect for a kid his age, and it helps me keep my skills in top form. Sunday is a different kind of father and son outing. My dad and I have been playing Big Met every Sunday since my 21st birthday. Next week is Father-Daughter Day at Shawnee Hills, Cleveland Metro Parks. A course for every golfer.
Book your tee time at clevelandmetroparks.com.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I very much enjoy this part of the show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As we welcome all of you back, I'm Michael Regei in for the vacationing Vic Carucci, and I say I really enjoy because it gives me an opportunity to get your thoughts, get your ideas, your opinions, your questions. We call it Ask Vic, and since I've been sitting in for Vic the last 3 weeks, I like to throw some things out on Twitter for all of you to respond to, at Michael Regei, and you have today. And what I've asked today is, how do you feel that the Browns are either gaining or not with regard to their overall football system against their division rivals here in the AFC North? Baltimore Ravens, defending champions, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the rapidly improving Cincinnati Bengals. At P. Myers Golf, at Paul Myers, tweets at me and says, Browns have a better offensive system with a healthy Trent Richardson and with Phil Taylor anchoring the defensive side, vastly better linebackers. And at P. Myers Golf says, I see 4-2 in the division, possibly 5-1 if Whedon grasps the system quickly. You know, Paul, that's something that I've talked about here on ESPN 850 WKNR over and over and over again down through the course of the last few years of Cleveland Browns football. You have to. You must. You can't start to think about being a playoff team with any kind of a legitimacy unless you start to win in your division. You cannot keep going 2-4 and even 3-3 in the division and expect to be a playoff entrant. So Paul Myers says 4-2 and maybe 5-1. 4-2 would be terrific. I mean, I would love it, and that would mean to do that, obviously, you are going to have to win at least one road game, right? You got Cincinnati. If you were able to get Cincinnati and Baltimore and Pittsburgh at home and beat them at First Energy Stadium, you're still going to have to win one on the road, which I do believe is doable. Realistically, I'm thinking probably 3-3, but yeah, 4-2 in the division with an opportunity to take the kind of strides you're looking for, I think ought to be an area that the Browns, from this point going forward, should be able to look to do. Again, two things about the NFL. I say it all the time. You've got to win at home, and you've got to win in your division. If you can't do that, I mean, everything else is just fool's gold. Show me playoff teams that don't win at home, that don't go 5-3, if not 6-2 or 7-1 at home, and cannot at least split in their division and be able to win on the road in your division. Well, there is no such animal. You can't do it. So there's something we're looking for the Browns to break through with, being able to win in this very tough AFC North. I appreciate that text from Paul Myers. We've still got more to come as we wind up the show today. But when we get back, speaking of the AFC North, it's our opportunity to find out all about what's going on in the world of dem Bengals. Yeah, dem Bengals down in southwest Ohio. We'll chat with Dan Hoard, the radio play-by-play voice of the Cincinnati Bengals. That's coming up next right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Don't go away. A lot more show to come.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Die.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Die. Let's take it down south.
They can't. They won't. They never will.
Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Dot. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
Why did I come back here? Back to Cleveland as a manager. It's more than about being a manager. I came home to a city that is familiar. I spent the first 6 years of my life here, going to the stadium almost every day with my dad, cheering for the Tribe, cheering for Cleveland. This is a town that doesn't give up. A lot like being a player, being a Cleveland sports fan takes resilience. The passion is real. The fans are real. Cleveland is a Tribe town. This is a baseball town.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
As we get all of you back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, you know we've been talking about it the last couple of weeks. We're now 2 weeks out of NFL training camps beginning, and as we always like to do, it's take the temperature time of the division rivals in the AFC North, and let's head down I-71 on into the wonderful Queen City of Cincinnati and bring in a gentleman I've known for a long time. Good pal, excellent play-by-play voice in multiple sports, the third-year radio play-by-play voice of the Cincinnati Bengals, and he also has been calling the Cincinnati Bearcats for just a couple of years. We say hi to Dan Hoard. Dan, how are you? How's the summer going?
Summer is great, Michael. Thank you very much. Thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Always. Hey, listen, you know, us veterans got to stick together with that stuff.
Indeed.
All right? The competition is very fierce these days. I'm sure you'd agree.
Always.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've got to tell you, full disclosure, I'm very much an admirer, and I've said it here at the Cleveland Airways, of what's going on the last couple years with the Cincinnati Bengals. Your organization is fast-tracking, of course, with the front office making things work in the draft and through free agency, and I've always been a fan of Marvin Lewis. What's the most significant thing in the last couple of years to you, Dan Hoard, that has led the Bengals to be able to be back-to-back postseason football team, and with everybody around the NFL feeling like, hey, here's a squad that is really, really on the uprise in the league?
Michael, I will give you two. Number one, assuming that this year's draft is as good as it appears on paper, it would be the Bengals' sixth consecutive successful draft. That's really probably the longest that in the NFL, where they haven't missed in the first round. They've gotten solid production after the first round. Six in a row is how you build a championship-caliber team. So that's number one. And then number two, a few years ago after the disastrous 2010 season where the locker room imploded with T.O. and Chad on the same team, Marvin Lewis came to the realization that you might be able to get away with one guy like that, one me guy, but you can't have a locker room full of them. So they have weeded out those personalities. It's a good locker room, and combined with the talent that they've been accumulating, that explains why they've had back-to-back playoff appearances, and hopefully this year will win a playoff game for the first time in nearly a quarter of a century.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. The appearances the inability to advance, but again, you got to be able to get there first to turn around fortunes. Dan Hoard, my guest, does an outstanding job calling the Cincinnati Bengals on the radio play-by-play side. I want to start. Most people probably start with your offense with Andy Dalton and A.J. Green, but I'm a big admirer of what you do on the defensive side of the football, and Mike Zimmer with Marvin Lewis, I think, are tremendous. And Dan, I believe, this is me saying it, I bet you, to me, Geno Atkins, I think, might be the top DT in the National Football League. I love his production, but along with Dunlop and Pecco and Michael Johnson, this front four, is it not one of the best in the National Football League, although they may fly under the radar a little bit with fans?
It's the best defensive line in the NFL, and not only because of some of the big-name guys that you mentioned, led by Geno Atkins, but also because of the depth. They really rotate eight productive guys on that defensive line. That allows them to keep everybody fresh. And that's one of the reasons why guys like Geno Atkins and Michael Johnson and Carlos Dunlap had such excellent years last year. I would agree with you about Geno. I do think he's the best defensive tackle in the NFL. And I would say, next to J.J. Watt, he's probably the second best overall defensive lineman in the NFL.
No, sure. I'm right there with you. A huge admirer of his game. I tell people here at Cleveland all the time, this defense is as formidable as they come in the NFL. What will the addition of the longtime hated rival, James Harrison, do for Mike Zimmer's defense? What do you anticipate Harrison adding, Dan?
Honestly, I think that's the biggest question mark going into this season for the Bengals. What does James Harrison still have left in the tank? Keep in mind, he'll really be changing positions slightly, since he'll be going from a longtime 3-4 defense to a 4-3 defense in Cincinnati. So the position is slightly different, and he's been injury-prone over the last couple of seasons, so it's hard to say what he has left. But having said all that, in Zimmer we trust. And if Mike Zimmer wanted James Harrison, and he did, I have total confidence that he's going to be able to maximize whatever is left in that body. I'm sure they're going to spell him as much as they can, get him off the field in obvious passing downs. But I'm sure that there's something left that they can pull out of James Harrison, particularly for those two games against Pittsburgh this year.
Might be a real nice fit. The thoughts of Dan Hoard. We're delighted that Dan is joining us. Radio play-by-play voice, Cincinnati Bengals, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Speaking of the Browns, Dan, I bet you if you said the names Ray Mawaluga and Vontaze Burfict to Cleveland Browns fans, they'd all say, Dan Hoard, we wanted to draft them. We all wanted to be them to be Cleveland Browns. All right, give me a thumbnail. Two guys with checkered college careers. How have they fared in now their early years, early beginnings with Mawaluga and Burfict with the Bengals?
Well, let's start with Vontaze Burfict, because if the Browns had wanted to draft him,
they could have.
They could have last year because nobody in the NFL did. It was a tremendous undrafted free agent signing and a risky one by Cincinnati, considering that not only had he had some problems on the field with all the personal fouls at Arizona State, but he had perhaps historically the worst combine performance in NFL history. He did not run a sub-5 40-yard dash. His personal interviews with NFL teams were disastrous, but he had a relationship with Marvin Lewis. Marvin saw the potential there and decided to roll the dice and at least give him a chance as an undrafted free agent. By the end of the year, he led the team in tackles. A tremendous rookie season for Vontaze Burfict. Ray Mawaluga, on the other hand, He's kind of the whipping boy for Cincinnati Bengals fans right now. He didn't have a particularly good year last year, and it was the final year of his contract. And a lot of Bengals fans figured the Bengals would say, all right, you've had your 4 years, you've had moments, but you haven't been able to sustain it, and that they would let him go. But instead, the Bengals re-signed him to a two-year deal. Mm-hmm. And I think the logic from Marvin Lewis and Mike Zimmer is, we've had a top-10 defense over the last couple of years. He's been starting in the middle of that defense. He can't be that bad. And I think that they see there's still more potential there. So it didn't cost him all that much. It's only a two-year deal. If Ray Maluga flames out at this point, they'll move on. But they're going to start the season with him in the middle again.
Dan Hoare joining us. We've gone through the front seven defensively, Dan. I also really like the addition of Dre Kirkpatrick on that one corner opposite the Rock of Gibraltar, Leon Hall on the other side. How do you rate your Bengals secondary? A lot of depth. I mean, you got Terrence Newman and also Pac-Man Jones in backup roles, do you not?
Well, we don't know about Dre Kirkpatrick yet. He was injured for most of last year. He was not able to take part in their mini camps and their OTAs due to a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is that this is the year he gets on the field a lot more and justifies being the number one draft pick from last year. But he hasn't been able to deliver yet. But Leon Hall is obviously one of the better corners in the NFL. Terrence Newman is approaching his mid-30s, but still plays like his mid-20s, especially when he's playing under Mike Zimmer, who seems to bring out the best in him.
Mm.
And Adam Jones, very quietly, was probably the best nickel corner in the NFL last year. When he would come onto the field as the extra cornerback, he was tremendous last year, which is why Cincinnati re-signed him for a few more years. So they do have depth. And hopefully Dre Kirkpatrick takes that step forward this year and they get a little bit younger in that position as well.
Really like the Cincinnati Bengals defense. I think they could be one of the top five in the National Football League. And, of course, doesn't bode well for the division here. But that's the reality. Let's swing it over to the other side of the ball, Dan Hoare. And, Andy Dalton, you said it, playoffs in his first 2 years, not able to win a playoff football game. But The additions they've given him along with A.J. Green with the skilled positions. You bring in a Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Tyler Eifert drafted out of Notre Dame. How big is maybe that? Is that something that both Marvin Lewis and O.C. Jay Gruden, are they really expecting big things out of Tyler Eifert in the pass game to take some of the onus off A.J. Green?
No question about it. They've essentially copied the New England Patriots formula pre-Aaron Hernandez, likely going to jail for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a tight end in Jermaine Gresham, who's been to the Pro Bowl each of the last 2 years, and they drafted the number one tight end in this year's draft in Tyler Eifert. So you are going to see a lot of two tight end sets for Cincinnati. I'm almost hesitant to call Tyler Eifert a tight end because basically he's going to be a big-bodied wide receiver. He'll line up all over the field for Cincinnati. He's going to give Andy Dalton a big target in the middle of the field to go with Jermaine Gresham. And we've seen in New England in recent seasons how effective that is and how it forces the defense to show its hand. That's really what a good two tight end set does. You force the defense to show exactly how they're going to play it, and it makes much easier for the quarterback to read.
Well, it should be a very, very interesting dynamic. And, all right, assess Andy Dalton. What are you, what is the Bengal organization, Marvin Lewis, again, we mentioned Jay Gruden, the OC, and what are Bengal fans, what kind of jump, realistically, do you want to see, expect to see, Dan Hoare from Andy Dalton in year three?
Well, I think it's a big year for Andy. He's certainly done more good than bad in his first two seasons, but in some ways, toward the tail end of last year, he seemed to regress. He seemed to get a little bit jumpy in the pocket. He was sacked much more frequently in year two than in year one. He missed some plays that were there late in the season and in that playoff game against Houston. So for a quarterback who has started every game of his first two seasons, I think at this point you can say he's no longer a youngster. He's got enough experience. This is the year that we find out if he's the kind of guy that can take Cincinnati into the top 10 in the NFL in offense, or if he's just, you know, a solid NFL quarterback. Now that he's been surrounded by more weapons, let's see if he can move to that elite level.
Dan Hoare joins us, does an outstanding job, radio play-by-play announcer with the Cincinnati Bengals here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, Dan, you know what's coming next. I mean, none of us have our Ouija boards and crystal balls, but for everything we've talked about, can you see, do you feel that the Cincinnati Bengals maybe are an 11-12 win football team, and do they take control, Dan, of the AFC North?
I do think this is the year that they win the AFC North. I don't know if they'll get to 12 wins because their schedule is difficult, but every team in the division basically plays the same team, so they all have it tough.
Right.
But I do think that the Ravens will take a slight step backwards. Super Bowl champions typically do, and obviously they've had some significant losses with Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and others. I think the Steelers are still rebuilding from all of the salary cap trouble that they've had in recent years. The Browns, obviously, are going to be better, but I think they're probably still a few years away. So I think this is Cincinnati's year to take the division. They've gone to the playoffs three of the last 4 years. They've won the division once during that span. I think it's the best team in the division right now, and I fully expect them to win it.
Yeah, very much loaded as we just went through both sides of the football. Dan Hoare joining us. Dan, you mentioned the Browns. You said a couple of years away. Give me your thoughts. As you do your shows there and you do this, you go through the division in the AFC North. How are the Browns perceived down in the southern part of the state of Ohio in terms of another regime change, another coaching change? What's the buzz with regard to the your in-state rivals, the Cleveland Browns?
I think the buzz is they already have a great defense, like every team in the division does, really. I mean, every team in that division is going to be in the top 10 or close to it in the NFL in defense. The question with Cleveland is on offense. Is Brandon Weeden the guy? You know, Richardson had two excellent games against Cincinnati, so they're certainly set at that position. But is Weeden the guy? Are the targets around him good enough? If they are, it's a Cleveland team that can get good in a hurry. If he's not, well, they're going to have to fix that position sometime soon because you can't win if you don't get that position right.
Yep. Nope. That's exactly what is being talked about every day over and over here in Cleveland as well. Dan Hoare, listen, I really, really appreciate the time and the insights and look forward to seeing you twice this football season when the Browns head to Cincinnati and when the Bengals come on up north here to Cleveland. So have a terrific training camp and preseason, and we'll be listening and watching, Dan.
Thanks, Michael. Always good to chat with you.
Thank you, Dan. We'll talk soon. That's Dan Hoare. He does a terrific job. He and Dave Lapham with the Cincinnati Bengals in the radio play-by-play booth. And, yeah, Bengals can be a very formidable football team in 2013. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. An opportunity for you to get into it with us on Twitter at Michael Reguy, and we'll kind of share some ideas and thoughts coming up in the next segment. Don't move. That's when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, rolls on right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
Browns fans unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with a 3-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game days at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The Lake Erie Crushers return to All-Pro Freight Stadium this Friday with a dazzling fireworks show after the game presented by Republic Services. First pitch at 7:05. Following Saturday's game, Girl Scouts can camp out on the field, and the first 1,000 fans get a flashlight courtesy of Mercy Regional Medical Center and the Chronicle-Telegram. Sunday is Kids Club Night at 5:05 with a pregame clinic. Sunday is also Bankers Appreciation Night. Fireworks Friday and fun all weekend with the Crushers. For tickets, go to LakeErieCrushers.com or call 440-934-3636.
Bruce Hooley for Golf Tech. If you're looking to take your game to that next level this summer, there's no better place to go. Golf Tech has helped thousands of players post career best rounds, and their certified pros are ready to help you do the same. Head into one of their four Northeast Ohio locations right now for a 60-minute swing evaluation. They'll diagnose your swing like they did mine and set a game plan for improvement that works. Located east-west Canton and now in Brecksville, or golftech.com. Golf Tech, G-O-L-F-T-E-C. A proven path for proven results.
Steel Creek's Golf Club Granite Grill is now open in their brand new clubhouse. It's the ideal location for public dining with 180 outdoor patio seats overlooking the beautiful 18th hole of an award-winning golf course. The indoor dining room and banquet facility can accommodate parties of 10 to 240. Call them today, 330-723-8774. 330-723-8774 for reservations or to book an event. Be sure to like them on Facebook, Shale Creek.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Want to promo what's coming up tomorrow. You won't want to miss it. We'll chat with Dan Shunka, previewing the Browns depth chart. He's from Our Lads, the outstanding college and NFL scouting service. And we'll also talk with Steve Dorshak. Dorshak, a longtime Browns beat writer for the Canton Repository. That's coming up tomorrow here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, got to get one more of your Ask Vic comments and questions in on Twitter at Michael Regai. This one comes from some of our friendly rivals down south, evidently, at Bengalstripes 2013. Billy tweets at us and says, Bengals are going to roll everybody in the division in 2013. 12-win season, and then at least one playoff win, says at Bengalstripes 2013. You know what, Billy? As you heard in my conversation with Dan Horde, I really like what Marvin Lewis has got going on. I don't know if Andy Dalton's going to be up to that 12-win and win-a-playoff game task, but You've got an excellent defense, an outstanding front four, driven by Geno Atkins, and, of course, A.J. Green, one of the truly amazing playmakers in the NFL. Bengals are going to be a double-digit win squad. I truly believe that, and I think it's incumbent upon the Browns to be able to say they're making the same strides as the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, that's going to do it for us. We appreciate all of you who have tweeted your comments to us. My wonderful thank yous out to both Bud Shaw and Dan Horde. Dave DiNatale, our producer extraordinaire, outstanding job again, sir. For Reagan Berube, the executive producer of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and all his staff and all the aforementioned, I'm Michael Regai. Make it a real nice Browns football Thursday night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow right here, 6 p.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR for our next version of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Till then, so long, everyone.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.